Morning Watch, Day 4. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ, Week 1. Loving the Lord and loving one another, the most excellent way for us to be anything and do anything for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Related verses. 1 Corinthians 12:31. But earnestly desire the greater gifts. And moreover, I show to you a most excellent way. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now there abide faith, hope, love, these three. And the greatest of these is love. 2 Timothy 1:6 and 7. For which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. Matthew 5:48. You therefore shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Romans 12:11. Do not be slothful in zeal, but be burning in spirit, serving the Lord. 1 Corinthians 9:22. To the weak I became weak, that I might gain the weak. To all men I have become all things, that I might by all means save some. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, even as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Related reading. We should be like God in our love for others. If we love only those who love us, we are of the same species as the tax collectors. But we are of the super divine species, so we love the evil ones, our enemies, as well as the good ones. This shows how God as love prevails. A proof that our vital group is prevailing is that we love people without any discrimination. Some Christian co-workers may feel that we should let certain persons suffer eternal perdition. They may say that they would not love certain persons, such as bank robbers. But while Christ was being crucified on the cross, two robbers were crucified with him. One of them said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise." The first one saved by Christ through his crucifixion was not a gentleman, but a criminal, a robber sentenced to death. This is very meaningful. The spirit that God has given us is our human spirit, regenerated and indwelt by the Holy Spirit. This spirit is a spirit of love. Hence, it is of power and of sober-mindedness. We may think that we are very powerful and sober, but our spirit is not of love. Paul says that we need to fan our gift into flame. The main gift that God has given us is our regenerated human spirit, with his spirit, his life, and his nature. We must fan this gift into flame. This means that we have to stir up our spirit so that our spirit will be burning. Romans 12:11 says that we should be burning in spirit. We must have a burning spirit of love, not a burning spirit of authority, which damages. Whatever is mentioned in 2 Timothy is a requirement for us to face the degradation of the church. Under today's degradation of the church, we all need a spirit of love fanned into flame to be burning in spirit. Love prevails in this way. We need a spirit of love to conquer the degradation of today's church. We should not say or do anything to threaten people. Instead, we should always say and do things with a spirit of love, which has been fanned into flame. This is what the recovery needs. The end of 1 Corinthians 12 reveals that love is the most excellent way. How can one be an elder? Love is the most excellent way. How can one be a co-worker? Love is the most excellent way. How do we shepherd people? Love is the most excellent way. Love is the most excellent way for us to prophesy and to teach others. Love is the most excellent way for us to be anything or do anything. Love prevails. We should love everybody, even our enemies. If the co-workers and elders do not love the bad ones, eventually they will have nothing to do. We must be perfect as our Father is perfect, by loving the evil ones and the good ones without any discrimination. We must be perfect as our Father because we are his sons, his species. The Lord Jesus said that he came to be a physician, not for the healthy ones, but for the sick ones. The Lord said, "Those who are strong have no need of a physician, but those who are ill." Paul said, "To the weak I became weak, that I might gain the weak." That is love. We should not consider that others are weak, but we are not. That is not love. Love covers and builds up. So love is the most excellent way for us to be anything and to do anything for the building up of the body of Christ.